As always, every win is for the culture. But what is the culture? What is it at all? We've discovered with every win, we discovered with every game, and none more so than these last two, despite all the context needed for them. Let's get into another win for the Orlando Magic on today's Locked On Magic.
You are Locked On Magic, your daily Orlando Magic podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You are indeed Locked On Magic. Today is December 23rd, 2021. My name is Philip Rossenreich. I'm the expert and site editor over at OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Of course, follow me on Twitter at @PhilipRR_OMD. On today's episode of Locked On Magic, we'll talk about the Orlando Magic's 104-96 win over the Atlanta Hawks, why things are going so right now, and why, even though there's plenty of reasons not to believe in what we're seeing and plenty of reasons to think what we're seeing is not important, I'll tell you why it actually is. We'll get to it and a bit of the culture the Magic are building and why this week's been really important for it coming up here in just a moment. But before we do that, we want to thank you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Whether you're listening to us first thing in the morning, this one will be first thing in the morning, whether you're listening to it first thing in the morning, right when we upload, while you're working out, while you're driving to work, while you're at work, wherever, whenever, on your way to the Magic game tonight. We truly do appreciate you making Locked On Magic part of your day every day. Remember, you can download us wherever you download podcasts. Plus, we are streaming on YouTube. You can find us there and subscribe for free. The Locked On Podcast Network, it's your team every day. Today's podcast also brought to you by Truebill. Truebill is the new app that saves you money by helping you identify and stop paying for the subscriptions you don't want or need. They can even negotiate better deals on the ones you want to keep. Check it out today at Truebill. Yes, the Orlando Magic's games right deserve plenty of context. Games around the league deserve plenty of context. The Magic have six players in health and safety protocols with the addition of Michael Mulder on Wednesday to the health and safety protocol list. They're down five players, the usual five, Jalen Suggs, Michael Carter-Williams, Etuan Moore, and of course, Jonathan Isaac and Markelle Fultz. Cole Anthony and Wendell Carter are still out. They were listed as questionable entering this game. I imagine Cole Anthony is much closer to coming back than Wendell Carter, but you have to assume that they're out. Entering Wednesday's game, Orlando had only four active players who started for the team or played for the team on opening night. Let me repeat that. The Magic have only four active players on their roster right now, not in health and safety protocols, not injured, that played for the team on opening night. This is late December. There's no trades. There's very few signings. COVID has done a number on this team. And again, the health and safety protocols, I think, are perfectly fair. There's certainly some details that I think need to be worked out, and the NBA needs to kind of rethink some things perhaps, but every team in the league is going through this to some extent. The Atlanta Hawks aren't feeling sorry for the Magic. They have six of their own in healthy protocols, including Trae Young, who's just such an important part of their team. Certainly Miami Heat had a lot of injuries, probably the best team the Magic have played the last three games. Brooklyn Nets have had their games postponed ever since that loss to the Magic on Saturday. Teams are going through it right now. And you can only play the opponent in front of you. That's just how the schedule works. But yes, these games deserve that bit of context before we get into them. However, the Magic played really well once again. Their third straight game where you could just objectively say, yes, they're doing some really good things. And you can tell there's that talent deficit. You could tell that these guys are not quite NBA players completely. But they're still doing really good things. And the guys you do care about are playing really, really well too. Chuma Okeke, Franz Wagner especially, and obviously Gary Harris and Robin Lopez have done their part and have been key to wins. More than anything though, the team's energy has been fantastic. Their willingness to defend, The G League guys have really taken to what the Magic are teaching. And that's just such an important point that it's really about today. But for this game, yes, it was ugly. It was sloppy in a lot of ways for both teams. Both teams, you could tell, were just so undermanned. And yet the Magic continually found their way to race ahead, to stay ahead of the curve, to stay ahead of the game. The Magic deserve a ton of credit for this. Deserve a ton of credit for being the team that raced to the lead, that took control of the game in a way that the Hawks just weren't able to for much of it. Orlando ended up building as much as a 20-point lead in the third quarter. They did this through grit and determination defensively. This through timely shot making by Franz Wagner, great passing from Robin Lopez, especially out of the low post in that third quarter. Orlando they did all the right things. All those little things you have to do to win, including timely shots, whether it was Franz Wagner somehow flipping a floater in over Onyeka Okongwu in the fourth quarter, or Lopez getting a rebound and kicking out to Chuma Okeke and seeing that ball pop high off the rim and bounce in for a big three-pointer. It was good contributions from all the new guys, too. Aleem Ford continues to be really impressive. Asani Gravett got his first start of his career. B.J. Johnson scored a career-high 14 points, yes, topping that great game that he had in Los Angeles 2 years ago for the Orlando Magic. Admiral Schofield hit shots from the outside, something that he is not particularly known for. And yeah, the new guys played well too. Gillespie played fantastic in this game, just playing with so much energy, so much effort that, yes, Magic fans were saying Magic probably need to rethink their two-way contracts, make sure they keep some of these guys. Freddie Gillespie just played fantastic, played exactly how you expected him to play if you watched him at all in his short run in Toronto last year. Everyone played a part in the win, and that's just what it's going to take right now because, yes, the Magic aren't going to shoot the ball great. 44.7%, 29.7% from deep. They've got to work together. They've just got to kind of grind out these games and find ways to stay in control. The defense, which has been so bad all year, was really good. They stonewalled John Collins, who's probably the best individual talent in the game. They sat down and defended. They got stops when they needed to. When the Hawks cut the lead from 20 down to 7, Orlando extended it back out. They did the things that kind of veteran and poised teams do because they get down and defend. That's who this Magic team wants to be. So if I feel a little more excited about what we saw in these last two wins, and yes, the Magic's first back-to-back wins of the season, if I seem a little more excited about it, it's because the hints of what this team can be and what this team wants to be are all there. And that's really important for this Magic team. That's really, really important to kind of continue to build and grow and develop. And you only do that in the course of games. Now, yes, would it be better if Cole Anthony were out there? Would it be better if Jalen Suggs were out there? Would it be better if Markel and Jonathan and RJ and Terrence and the guys that are out there? Yes, absolutely. It would be more meaningful for sure. This was the Magic's most comfortable win of the season, an 8-point win where we're not going to be looking at a 5-minute report or a last 2-minute report tomorrow is a first for this Magic team this season. Yes, all those things are 100% true. This game deserves all the context and all the warnings and all the saying, well, yeah, it was against a Hawks team that didn't have Trae Young. It was the injured team. Yes, I agree completely with that. I'm not saying we should be hoisting a banner right now, other than a joke banner that says the Magic won 2 consecutive games. But this game was really important for the development of this team's culture. And that's really the big takeaway I want to make from this game. And really the big takeaway I want to make from this week as players hopefully begin to come back from health and safety protocols now that the Magic are back in Orlando, readying for a home game against New Orleans Pelicans. Would not surprise me to see a few of those players that were on that COVID list back again on Thursday. Then again, we'll see. We don't quite know. We'll dive into the box score, talk a little bit more about that point about the Magic's culture as now we can maybe find it a little bit better. Coming up here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at PrizePicks. Now, You've been hearing me tell you about Prize Picks for months. Have you signed up yet? Have you? I finally did. I finally started playing a little bit, and I can tell you that this game is a lot of fun, and it really tests your knowledge of basketball, of sports, of anything. If you haven't signed up yet, now is the perfect time. For a limited time, Prize Picks has an exclusive no-brainer of an offer for all of our users. You get $50 for free if a player in your first Prize Picks entry scores a single point. That's right. If you pick a player who scores a point, a single point in your first entry, you get $50 free. But you have to use the promo code NBA. That's right. This is an offer available to Locked On fans only who use code NBA when you sign up. Prize Picks is the best NBA DFS prop game on the market and fantasy sports offers. This is just you picking an over-under. You essentially set the number of picks you want to make. Let's say you want Franz Wagner's over-under is set at 25 points. You want the over, you pick the over. You pick a couple of these over-unders. It could be points, it could be rebounds, it could be in the NFL, it could be in any sport, the Gasparilla Bowls tonight. Your set of numbers that you want to hit, you pick the over, the under, and then you see if your ticket wins. PrizePicks offers more NBA props than any other daily fantasy sports prop operator and offers all the superstars, players, and bench players, only recording a handful of minutes each game so you get your chance to make the best picks. PrizePicks offers any prop you can think of from points, assists, rebounds, threes made, and plenty more. You pick 2 to 5 players and over under on their projections, and you can win up to 10 times on any entry you versus the projected numbers. No worrying about expert players. No worrying about professional players, money spots. They're not even more than that, just hoping that you make your money back in an entry. You really, it's just you versus the machine, you versus the house. Essentially, you have a very good chance of winning. I can tell you that I've already won twice and won pretty hefty prizes twice already. Prize Picks also allows mixed sports entries, so you can take an NBA player along with the NFL or college football. Gasparilla Bowl again coming up. So use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawal. Let's go to prizepicks.com today and download the app. All users that deposit and use our promo code NBA will get $50 free if your first Prize Picks entry scores a single point. That's right. All users that deposit and use the promo code NBA will get $50 free if your first Prize Picks entry scores a single point. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Today's podcast also brought to you by Boost Mobile. Now, if my copy load, I'll be able to tell you a little bit more about Boost Mobile, because Boost Mobile is all about the power of knowledge. You listen to podcasts for the power of knowledge. So you switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money. Because with Boost, you get power of a free 5G phone. So you can listen to all the latest episodes, the power of 3 of your family can harness all that brain power to, and the power of one of America's largest 5G networks. So you can do it all at the speed of 5G. With all that money you'll save and all that knowledge you'll gain, just how powerful we become. Switch to Boost Mobile and find out. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to one of America's largest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile. Here's a disclaimer. Free phone is limited to new customers and one per line. Additional offer. Offer not available everywhere for all phones or networks. See boostmobile.com for details. We want you for making Locked On Magic part of your day every day, no matter when you listen to us. Thank you for listening to Locked On Magic. Subscribe to us wherever you download podcasts, as well as stream us on YouTube. The Orlando Magic again defeat the Atlanta Hawks 104-96 for their second straight win. Hooray! Also, I believe their seventh win of the season. So starting to pick some wins up. The Magic will have the New Orleans Pelicans at the Amway Center tonight. But first, let's run through the final box before we talk a little bit more about this game. Again, Franz Wagner, 25 points, 10 for 24 shooting, 1 for 6 from beyond the arc, 4 rebounds, 2 blocks, 2 turnovers. I will continue to say this. It's becoming my running joke, my running scheduled tweet. Franz Wagner is really good, guys. Look, the efficiency was not there. He even recognized that in post game. He probably shouldn't be on the ball as much as he is at, but he, and that's how the Magic have to play. They're trusting him a lot. And the fact that the Magic are trusting a rookie this much, I think is really special. And is really a big deal. I love what Franz does every game. You know, even his misses right now, I feel like are him exploring his game and continuing to expand his game and really begin to understand what he can do in this league. And it continually feels like the sky is the limit, that every challenge the Magic throw at him, he might stumble a little bit at the beginning, but he gets it. He figures it out. He adjusts on the fly, and defenses are throwing a lot at him right now. And yeah, he's having some struggles with it. There's no denying that. He's still a rookie. And I'm sure a rookie wall will come at some point for him. But this kid has been really, really, really good. Just any rookie should be, to be perfectly frank. Rookies are not supposed to be this good. This is not normal. This is really not normal from a young player like Franz Wagner. Just a really impressive game. Again, 25 points, did take 24 shots. But just he continued to be blown away by how this guy continues to grow and get better. Gary Harris, 17 points, 2-for-9 shooting, 11-for-11 from the foul line, 4 assists for him. Just again, continuing to be solid. I really like Gary Harris's game. Robin Lopez, probably the player of the game, 10 points, 5-for-10 shooting, a career high, 11 assists. Again, the Lopez figured out very quickly that the Hawks were going to come double him hard. That's what the Nets did to some success in the last game. And Lopez just then decided, okay, I'm just going to pass the ball. Give me the ball in the post. Admiral Schofield just cut right off of him as the double came, fed him the ball. Double in the post again, feed it to Franz Wagner, cutting the basket. Franz Wagner's a great cutter. Lopez did this time and time and time again and just picked that defense apart. And again, it just goes to show what value a veteran brings to the team. Just always ready to play, always delivering when the team needs it. Just, again, a really impressive performance from Robin Lopez. The new guys, Chuma Okeke, 12 points, 5-for-14 shooting, 2-for-11 from beyond the arc, 6 steals. That's another game with 6 steals. He had 6 steals, I think, against the Heat as well on Friday. Chuma's playing really good defense, really did a great job on John Collins throughout the game. Yeah, the shooting didn't come around tonight, but he made positive plays nonetheless. And again, I think that's a really positive thing as well. Hassani Gravett in his first start, 8 points, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, 3-for-6 shooting. I love the way that Hassani Gravett plays, just plays really hard, plays really smart. Again, whatever deficiencies he lacks, he makes up for in effort, which is just half the battle, to be frank. The guy is playing really hard and really showing out and shining for this team. Off the bench, obviously, all guys coming from the G League. BJ Johnson, 14 points, 6-for-7 shooting. Got his shot going. When he gets a shot going, he is a bucket. Big reason why the Magic were able to hold off the Hawks in the fourth quarter was BJ Johnson was making buckets. So Bucket J. Johnson playing some very, very good basketball for the Magic. Admiral Schofield, 8 points, 3-for-3, 2-for-2 from beyond the arc. Not a great three-point shooter, so to see him hit 2 big threes was a big deal for him. Aleem Ford, only 4 points on 2-for-6 shooting. Freddie Gillespie in his first game with the Magic, 5 points, 2-for-4 shooting, 8 rebounds, led the team in rebounding. Rebounding is a big issue. Robin Lopez, not a great rebounder. He's more about boxing out, setting up rebounds for others. But Freddie Gillespie, you could just feel his energy and his effort. That's what he did in Toronto last year when he played for them. That's what he did for this Magic team. Really, really strong effort from Freddie Gillespie. I really, really like the minutes that he gave this team. And feels like, again, that felt like a good signing. When the Magic signed him, I was like, that's a good pickup. That's a good guy to get in this situation. Really prove that true. Tim Frazier, 1 point, missed both of his shots, 1-for-4 from the foul line, 4 assists for him as he gets himself settled. The Atlanta Hawks still get 28 points and 12 rebounds from John Collins, 9-for-17 from the floor, 3-for-5 from deep, a +7 for him. So one of the few positives for the Hawks offensively. Cam Reddish with 34 points, 11-for-23 shooting, 6-for-10 from deep. Big, really kept the Hawks in the game a little bit, but also, also didn't give up a lot of points too. The Hawks defense just wasn't really on point. The Magic starters all were positive in the plus-minus category. all the Magic bench players except for BJ Johnson were in the negative. Same story as always. I'm singing the praises of all the G League guys. I think they're playing hard. I think they're playing well. You can still tell that they're, you know, kind of a step below. And I don't mean that. I'm saying that with as little insult as I can. My observation is you can tell that the talent level kind of drops off a little bit. Or in the talent level may be the wrong word, but it's the cohesion. It's the way they play together. It's the way they understand what's going on. The speed at which they play, especially at this NBA level, you can tell that kind of drops off a little bit when they enter the game, especially when they enter the game together. Usually it's Robin Lopez out there with them, or Gary Harris, just to try and give them a little bit of stability. But obviously that's still a little bit of an issue. Besides Collins and Reddish, no other player for the Hawks in double figures. They shoot just 40% from the floor, 38.7%, 12 for 31 from beyond the arc, 22 for 29 from the foul line. They turned the ball over 14 times. Orlando with just 10 turnovers. The reason why Orlando was able to win. I got the score wrong earlier. The Orlando Magic defeat the Atlanta Hawks 104-98, a 6-point win, not an 8-point win, but still a big win nonetheless. The Orlando Magic with their second straight win, they get another win. We haven't had a lot of those this year. So obviously a good night for the Magic. We'll talk a little bit about why the night was a good night for the culture as well here in just a moment. But first, a quick word from our pals at Truebill. Do you know why free trials renew without your consent? It's really kind of a business scam to get you. I know what they mean well, maybe, by having you auto-renew or telling you, hey, you don't have to worry about paying this bill every month. It'll just auto-renew. But the problem with that is you forget that you set that renewal. And so you just keep paying it every single month. And they just pocket the money because you haven't told them to stop doing it. Don't let these corporations pocket your money that way. Download Truebill to take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you don't need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save up to $720 per year with Truebill because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel. Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your accounts and Truebill will cancel your unwanted subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need them to cancel unwanted subscriptions so you don't have to. Truebill has more than 2 million users and helped save them over $100 million. Don't fall for subscription scams. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Go right now, Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. It could save you thousands a year. Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. Culture, first off, culture is a word that Jeff Weltman doesn't like. I'll put that out there first. He doesn't know what that means. He doesn't understand. It's a buzzword, a shorthand for us to describe something. What that is, maybe I don't even know. But culture is not a word that the Magic like to use. But nonetheless, the Magic do want to establish a sort of atmosphere about their team. And they want to establish a certain way that they play. It's been something they've talked about all year, whether it's that pace, space, and pass thing or together toughness and tied together toughness and communication. I forget what the three things that Jamal Mosley said all offseason about his defense were. But there is something that the Magic want to be a part of their core. I'm part of who they are at a very basic level. I talked about it a little bit over the offseason. These early games, this first wave of games here, this first season where, yes, the Magic aren't expected to win very much, aren't expected to compete, feeling that pressure to win. These early games this early part of the rebuild is really important to establishing who this team is because there aren't going to be many wins. There isn't going to be the results that come from the process. It's at this moment where players have to trust the process. Again, another buzzword, another slogan, but it's here where when you talk about process over results, when you talk about doing the right things consistently over and over and over again, being good even at your worst, it's these moments, it's this season where that gets established. And failing to establish something resembling an identity or what you're trying to do on the floor, failing to establish what you want Magic players to be about when they enter the building, when they get to practice, when they get to games, failing to establish that is a big reason why rebuilds fail. We've seen it firsthand here in Orlando. And if the Magic want to get this one right, it starts here. It starts today. It starts this season. Even if this season is not going to result in wins, even if this season is really built to get that draft pick or to bring that other player in, it still has to be about doing the things that will help this team win down the road. If there's been any disappointment through this early part of the season, it's not in the team's record, because we expected that. It's in the inconsistency in the way that the team's played and the inability to say what this team is trying to do and what this team's trying to accomplish at times. And it's the Magic said they were going to be a good defensive team. They said that defense was going to be their focus, and the Magic have been the worst defensive team in the league. There's incongruity there. If there's been a positive from all these absences and all these injuries and everything else, it's the Magic have had to kind of reset themselves a little bit here. They've had to strip away layers to get to the bone, to get to the basics of what they're trying to do. Because they got six new guys they got to teach it to on the fly. So you got to get simple. You got to get basic to do that. And that's what we've seen these last three games. Those basics, and yes, a lot of these guys did training camp with the Magic, played summer league with the Magic, so it's not like they're going all the way to square one. But these last three games, we've seen the Magic defend at a really high level with more energy and intensity. And some of that is, yes, the urgency that these G League players, that these guys at the Magic have added to get through this COVID outbreak. The energy they brought has certainly lifted the team up. It certainly made the team better. And as expected, they are playing for their jobs. They're auditioning to the league right now. Whether it's for another COVID replacement down the road or a contract next year, this tape is going to be with them forever. And certainly will help them down the road. So there's definitely impetus on their part. Like, I'm not ignoring that context. But at the same time, we're seeing all those elements, the defense, playing tied together, playing with energy and effort and intensity. We're seeing the team coming together, integrating these new players. Again, you think about the Miami Heat and how, you know, successful cultures, they never get a pick wrong because they know the guys that they like. And those guys fit in immediately. Those guys work immediately. And to me personally, I think it's a really good sign that all of these guys have had really good moments. It's a credit to Jamal Mosley that these guys have stepped in and made a pretty big impact. It feels like every game, one of these G League guys is stepping up in a major way. Whether it's B.J. Johnson tonight, whether it's Admiral Schofield, whether it's Asani Gravett in Saturday's game, or, you know, again, Freddie Gillespie. There's so many guys doing the things that this team needs to do. And doing it on such little preparation. It tells me something's working, or that this can work. Again, granted all the context. But more importantly, I look to the bench. Because, yes, there's this identity that we think this Magic team's going to have, and it feels like it's starting to click a little bit with this group. But I look to the bench more importantly. And it's been something that Cole Anthony has said, it's something that Jalen Suggs has said, it's something that Jamal Mosley has said. this team is really invested in each other. And if you want to talk about a culture, watch Cole Anthony cheering for his guys even when he can't play. Watch Wendell Carter on the bench cheering for his guys even when he can't play. Watch how they are still involved in the game. Watch how they are up cheering for their teammates, even teammates they just met a few days ago. That's part of culture. That's part of being bought in together. That's part of believing that the work is going to produce results. And at this point, all the Magic have is belief. All the Magic have is the faith that they will continue growing and get better and put all these pieces together. And this season is about that faith in so many ways. But the Magic also need reminders on the court to make good on that faith. And it can't just be little victories. And the Magic have done a good job celebrating little victories and finding these positive moments, but it all has to add up too. And so every win is a statement about this team's culture. And especially wins like tonight, especially wins like Saturday night, when the adversity is at its highest, when the team could easily pack it in and quit, take a 25-point loss. No one would blame them. They don't have NBA players out there. No one would blame them. But that's not what this team did. That's not what any of these guys have done all year long for the most part. There's been a few games here and there. That's bound to happen in an 82-game season. But for the most part, these guys have fought every moment. They may not have been perfect. They may not have been executed well, but they have fought. And that is part of the culture that all these new players entered. That's part of the culture all these new players have embodied, have exemplified, have executed. And when the Magic win, you see exactly who this team wants to be. A strong defensive team. One that gets out and dictates the tempo and pace. One that is able to hit shots. One that is able to make plays. One that plays with poise. One that picks and lifts each other up during those hard runs that they give up to get them centered, to get them right. It's not always easy to do all these things. This is a young team. There's going to be failures. There's going to be slips. And the Magic are right to focus on the good moments and the positive moments so that they can learn from the negative ones, from the bad ones. But when they win like this, when they look this good, when they look this fine, and you can see the excitement and joy on that bench, that's when you know you've won something. That's when you know you've grown the beginnings of a culture. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic. You, of course, find us on Twitter at Locked On Magic. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Himalaya, Google, Spotify. All of my Apple Podcasts, your podcast enabled listening device, as well as streaming on YouTube. You can find me on Twitter at @PhilipR_B. And of course, for the latest on the Orlando Magic, be sure to check out OrlandoMagicDaily.com. Tomorrow, we'll have a complete recap of the Orlando Magic's game against New Orleans Pelicans. But now that you're done listening to us, be sure to check out the Locked On Bets podcast. Lee Sterling and your boy Q provide the latest analysis and insight to help you make your wagers. It's free and available on all platforms. Check it out today, wherever you download podcasts. That's good for me today, though. I want to thank you all again for listening to today's episode of Locked On Magic for Orlando Magic Daily. Locked On Magic, this has been Phil Crossman, right? We'll see you all again next time for another episode of Locked On Magic.